35, 40 minutes.
All right.
You can do that, can't you?
Oh, yeah. That's a lot for me. Not. Good morning. Good to see everybody. It's good to be here. I think this is third time I've been here, and I appreciate Steve and all that go here, and just couldn't begin to tell you just the shot in the arm it is to have a group of people from this church that have helped us so much in understanding the Word. You can tell by looking at me, we've not stopped eating lunch. I've gotten bigger this way, but anyway, I do appreciate Steve and Miss Mary and all the questions I ask them every week and in different studies, because when you've spoke to young people and done camps and associate pastors at churches through your life, it's very hard sometimes to be, you just have to be reprogrammed. And you even find yourself opening the Word and if you're not careful, forgetting those things and laying those things out that need to be very important for us to understand the Word. And I don't feel like I'm alone in that, and I don't think I'll ever get past that. There's so much in the Word to learn, but I do appreciate being here. It's good to see everybody. This morning, I'm going to use Scripture in Proverbs in chapter 1, and I know that today can be very odd for many people because you're used to reading just Paul's letters, but there are some Scripture that the Apostle Paul shares that also work through everything, that are profitable even in the book of Proverbs. And there are also some things in that very same chapter of Proverbs chapter 1 that don't attain to us. And I want to talk about the two very different things, but yet I believe there is, you can go in times past and you can go to today and you can see a major issue in this world in those that understand the Scriptures but yet remain simple in their mind. And I think that's a major issue. So we're going to talk about that this morning. It's one thing to have a simple life. Most who live in the United States have one and don't even know it, as far as having things very simple to us, especially compared to other countries. It's even a lot of people, it's a personal preference to be a simple person based on things that are tangible. And I see no issues with that in any way. Some people just like to live a simple life when it comes to things that are tangible. But to be a simple person based on your spiritual condition after understanding truth, I believe is a major, major loss. And as I thought about, the things that I have studied, one of the things that I see in life today is people that are my age or older that don't have the passion to teach their own kids or their children or people that are younger around us to grasp this truth. And if we continue to get older and we don't have the desire or the care for these children that kind of know the difference in rightly dividing, but don't push them and want them to continue to just be simple-minded, we're going to lose big time. That is going to be a big loss in this world. I believe that was the problem to begin with. And so it's not enough to be somebody that just loves simplicity when it comes to your spiritual condition. To be satisfied at an immature level, to me, would be catastrophe in this world where there's so many people that need to know about eternal life rightly divided. In fact, I also believe to be satisfied just being a simple-minded person spiritually is unnatural as a believer. I have found myself that there are times where I get so involved in other things, or there are so many things that I have to do, that there are times that I catch myself becoming lazy in the Word and I don't want to. But I also understand it doesn't take much to understand that it's unnatural too as a believer if we're crucified with Christ. And I've come to find out the one who habitually continues to just be a simple-minded person when it comes to spiritual things is probably one who, if we'll see in Proverbs, one who has never really been saved or didn't fear God, which was Israel's issue that Solomon's talking about. Or maybe one that today, that I believe Paul would think would be one that has fallen from their faith. Not lost their salvation, but fallen from the very thing that saved them, that changed them, to be an ambassador for Christ. And I believe that's a major issue today, and I believe as grace believers, if we're not careful, we'll take a message that is so simple for us to be saved, but we'll continue to be simple and not be able to defend the truth. And so, if you'll turn, I'll tell you what, first let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 instead of Proverbs, then we'll go back to Proverbs. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Notice what the Apostle Paul says. This is a warning, or this is something that you can tell he is concerned with. And in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." You understand what he calls this? A doctrines of the devil, because if it's not truth, and if it's something that is different than what our doctrine is, it is the doctrine of the devil. The very way that Satan deceives us today is he uses the Word of God to deceive us. He doesn't deceive us by people out in the world that don't go to church. He uses the Word of God to deceive people. And nothing more that he would love to do than to have a body or a club or a fraternity is what I would call it that doesn't study the Word rightly. And that's what he does. That's how he deceives. Verse 2 says, "Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." So here's an issue that Paul has that he's sharing, and I believe it's a warning in the fact that that in the latter times there are denominations that will bring out things that that the Word of God doesn't share for us to live doctrinally. And you can see these two things as far as abstaining from meats or forbidding to marry. And there are many denominations today, or there are denominations today that practice this. That should not be an issue when it comes to our doctrine. And so those are ones that may have fallen from their faith or from the very reason they were saved. If we remember in the letter of Galatians, the issue with Paul is that these are people who had believed the truth, who had understood it, but now are falling from their faith and picking up things that were not necessary anymore. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." And that's the issue for us to not just love the simplicity of the mind. The Word is extremely important. And then if you go to Proverbs chapter 1, let's look at verse 20. And look at the issue in another dispensation. Proverbs chapter 1, of course we know Solomon wrote that. We can understand if we know the history of Solomon, how intelligent he was and how people would travel for a long ways just to hear him speak, whether it was about the Word, whether it was about Scripture, whether it was about horticulture, no matter what it was, people loved to hear him speak. And in Proverbs 1:20 he says, "Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets." In Proverbs 1:20 here's a picture where wisdom is personified, where it's speaking as though it's a person. So there's an issue that Solomon is sharing as he's given direction in this book. In verse 21 he says, "She crieth in the chief place of concourse. In the openings of the gates, in the city, she uttereth her words." So we can see here that Wisdom is personified. It is desperately trying to get the ungodly, those of Israel, to open their eyes. And Solomon is writing about the importance of growing spiritually, about making choices that are right, or even knowing the right choices to make. There were things that one had to do in times past to show their faith. And that's what Solomon's talking about here. If you go to verse 22, the Word of God says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity?" Here's an issue with the one that is simple, as not the one that just lives a life that's of things that doesn't try to have the most toys. Here's the issue of one that is simple, that the more they know, the more responsible they become. Here's the one that is simple, that loves it for the fact they don't have to answer to other things. But there's a progression or a degression here as we continue to read this verse. Because the one that remains simple goes backwards more than he'll ever move forward in knowledge of spiritual things. Whether it be to Israel, or we'll see in Paul's writings, whether it be to us. And the issue comes by the Word of God, and not remaining simplicity of our mind. But he says in Proverbs 1:22, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity?" And look what's next. "And the scorners delight in their scorning." From simplicity to the point to where you almost come to a point where you're a smart aleck and make fun of those things that you know that are right. How many of y'all know people that are that way, that have been involved or have gotten caught up in religion even, and have become almost out of the church, because we know religion will take you further from God than it'll ever bring you closer. And so there are people today that they tend to disappear from that, and they end up making fun of those things or being a smart aleck about it. And that's the picture that Solomon is given as he's talking, and he says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and scorners delight in their scorning?" And look at the digression. "And fools hate knowledge." Comes to the point they don't even like learning things that are different. In fact, they become a fool. And it's very clear the fool will never enter into the kingdom of heaven, as we read of those things that pertain to Israel. You can see the one who ignores what is right. They transgress to be one to make fun of it. They come to the point to where they even hate the very thing that they should know. And so we see that. I tell you what, if you go and you continue to read verse 23 through 32, just real quick, look at the picture that wisdom cries out, wanting these of Israel to know the truth, and how important it was for them not to stay in the simplicity of their heart. He says in verse 23, "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose." Here's the issue with Israel, that what started it all. They did not choose the fear of the Lord. "They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Now notice, it's very clear here that one who ignored in times past instruction was on a downward spiral. This is why the issue for Israel was what? It was to fear God. This was the beginning of knowledge for Israel, was to fear God. And even though you have this in Proverbs, to where it's a picture today that we'll see scriptures that Paul shares about the one who has simplicity, in this dispensation that we're reading about now, although it was important for them, the issues will be different. To where they feared God for their knowledge, the fact that we don't have a spirit of fear. And we'll touch on that. That's why it's important to understand and to not continue to be with a mind of simplicity, to study, to show thyself approved. Go back to Proverbs chapter 1 and look at verse 1. Here is the issue and why wisdom was crying out. Proverbs 1:1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. We know that these scriptures were to Israel. Verse 2, it says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. This is why the letter was being written. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety, that's discernment or discretion, to give the subtlety to who? To the simple. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. So we see these first six verses are a picture of why Solomon is writing this letter. And you'll see with this next verse why wisdom was crying out in the streets, because Israel had a problem. They were simple. And they were becoming scornful. And you can follow history all through the Old Testament to see those that would pick themselves up and they would fall right back down. They'd become simple or scornful, or become as that as a fool. And in verse 7 it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. See, when Israel would fear God, they understood, and what would happen? Well, it says the fear of the Lord was the beginning of knowledge. When they would fear God and they would follow His statutes, they would gain what? Knowledge. And you can see time after time, through generations, they would continue to fail at this. When they fell from their faith, they would be cursed. When they would lose battles and face, they would then lose battles and face all kinds of problems. It would start from their simplicity. They would enjoy not being responsible. Take an example of an athlete. He knows exactly what he should do to continue to be competitive. He knows exactly what he needs to do, but have you ever noticed time after time after time, they will receive a big contract and they'll take shortcut after shortcut after shortcut, and they'll fall from the very thing that they used to be. It is clear here that loving simplicity can be like death row to spirituality. There were things that Israel had to do. Without knowledge and wisdom of these, we would see they would fall. If they feared God, it would move them to even know more. It's clear as time went on, they didn't fear God and they became very what? Simple. Simple enough to know when He walked the earth, they didn't even recognize who He was. Simple enough to know that, as Peter said time and time again to him, you crucified Him. Now, although Paul brings a message that was different, people who were simple would be deceived of the truth, a truth that now would bring salvation. Although we can take this book in Proverbs and we can see things that can apply to us because it's universal, that simplicity is a danger, although we're not taught to fear God, there are things in Proverbs that we can gain knowledge of, but only if we study and rightly divide the Word and understand doctrine and don't just continue to be simple-minded, which is dangerous. Turn with me to Romans 16, verse 17, and look what the Apostle Paul says. Romans 16:17, the Apostle Paul says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches," look at the word, "deceive the hearts of the simple." Another reason why it's very important to know that people that are new in their faith or have grasped this truth of what Christ did for their salvation, why they need to be trained and they need to learn. And it's our responsibility to not remain simple-minded. Because if you'll read that again, where he says in verse 18, "For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." What was bringing the division? Many were teaching the things that no longer were the same doctrine. The problem was there were people who could speak well and could deceive people with their speeches. And today you will see from congregation to congregation and in buildings all across America where there are people that are being taught to fear God, or they're being taught that they're going to be judged, or they're being taught that if you do this, this will happen. And it's a picture of motivation today for people behind a pulpit to move an audience that are good at speaking. And the issue is they're sharing doctrine that doesn't apply at all. And they'll use the scripture in Proverbs, and there are some that fits very well with us. That's not to live in simplicity. So we can know when somebody speaks that they're speaking the truth. But they'll use that same scripture and pertain it as it applies to us, as though we are taught today in many places that are wrong that we are Israel. And it doesn't fit at all. To give you an example, even though we understand that God's wisdom is through His Word, and in Proverbs, wisdom would cry out as they would need to fear God and know the statutes and know how they better live. Even though those things are both were important for each dispensation, the issue of fearing God was totally different now. If you'll go to Romans chapter 8 and look at verse 15. "To one that doesn't rightly divide, that picks up the book of Proverbs, will get instruction that some is very good, because even the Apostle Paul speaks of it. But some is not doctrine at all." And in Romans chapter 8 verse 15, the Apostle Paul says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and look at verse 7. The Apostle Paul says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." One that doesn't need to be simple. That's what He has given us through His Word. In verse 8 says, "Be not," now look at the warning, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." In Proverbs, they had no clue of the gospel according to the power of God. Verse 9, "Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling." Do you see the responsibility? A lot of people grasp a grace message and they stay simple and they end up confused again. But there's a calling. It says, "Who hath saved us and hath called us with an holy calling, not according to our works. What was the issue for Israel? It was the works. It was to fear God. It was to do those things. But according to His own purpose, what Christ did and what His will was today, and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. See, this morning, one thing I would love for those that are believers by grace to understand, to be simple is not enough. We have to discern that which is directly to us. And Paul's letters are extremely important. In fact, that is our doctrine. But all Scripture is profitable. And if we don't read ourselves or we just trust in what man says, we miss having a sound mind, because there are many Scriptures that we can apply to ourselves that will help us. If we say that the words spoken in Proverbs are directly to us, then Paul's letters must be wrong. As Proverbs says, to fear the Lord. Paul says, we're not given a spirit of fear. Although both dispensations clearly give us examples of simplicity of the mind is wrong, you also can't say to fear the Lord is the beginning of knowledge anymore, because the beginning of knowledge is knowing His Word and studying His Word. And then say we aren't given a spirit of fear. But to ignore what the Scriptures say and not separate them or divide them would affect your walk today. The question is, do you love simplicity? And I can promise, if you love simplicity and you're satisfied with, well, I know enough, then I promise you your faith is weak. If your faith is weak, then chances are you're unable to defend this truth that's being spoke about all weekend. Today, all across America, there are preachers that say we're Israel. They have taken Scripture out of context, and they have twisted them. They are given Scriptures that are not your mail. They are telling people that a prayer will save you, or an altar, or baptism in water. They are telling you to fear God. It is because of their love for simplicity. They don't take the Word for what it says. They trust in commentaries and in other messages. I did it for 23 years. And because their congregation doesn't read and study, they also remain simple. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I seem to have always stopped right there. But 16 and 17 are extremely important. It says, but shun profane and vain babblings. If you don't read your word, you'll never know what they are, because they will seem right to you. For they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker. The one who is simple in the past didn't fear God. The one who is simple today, the one who is simple today has been taught to fear God. The one who was simple in times past would not work to show his faith. The one who is simple today is the one who works, works, works to show his faith as if what Christ did wasn't enough. And the one who doesn't study the Word will never know the difference. Talking to a young man the other day in closing. It's the saddest thing in the world. I asked him, I said, you know, because he consumes his life, great kid. But he consumes his life with just, you know, whether it's video games or what's on TV or wants to know what's for supper or what are we doing tonight. You know, those are the things he asks, as I always did as a kid. He has a very simple life, if you ask me, you know. And so I asked him, I said, do you know that you need to read the Word instead of filling your time up with just your friends and doing stuff? And right off the bat, he says, yeah. So do you think it's important? And he said, yeah. I said, well, then why don't you ever do it? He says, why? He says, I know I need to. I just don't think about it. That's as honest as he could be. Well, he doesn't know that he needs to that bad, or he would think about it. See, the problem today is you have a lot of people that will come on Sunday or on Wednesday or even to conferences, but they never pick the Word up again. And they're fooling themselves. The sad thing is, knowing that we're called to be ambassadors and knowing the truth, there are those that are younger than us that also, if you don't see it important, they won't either. And we need to have a desire and a heart to study this Word, to know this Word, and not love simplicity. Because that's when people fall from their faith. And they miss the joy and the peace, not just of God, but the peace with God. Let's close. God, we thank You today for Your Word and Your truth. It's awesome to know that we can see, we can even go back to the book of Proverbs, and we can see things that are very important to us today and see a picture of what simplicity will do. It can even cause one to digress and even to become a smart aleck about the very things that they need to know, to the point that even one that is saved acts as a fool and trusts in their flesh. God, it's also awesome to see that we can see scriptures in that same chapter and know that today there are things that don't apply to us. And there's no need to fear You because You have taken care of everything. We know that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And I'm so thankful for that. But God, my prayer most of all is that we would remind ourselves to just know enough to get us by is not enough. To remind ourselves that we're an ambassador. That means we represent You. And just understanding grace should make us more responsible, not less responsible. And I pray that this group today would understand that through Your Word. In Your name we pray. Amen.